This is Unit 4, Application and System Software. It is part of Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science. This is the second lecture for Unit 4. The objectives for Unit 4 are to define application versus system software. Give examples of application software and the elements that comprise them, focusing on healthcare systems. Describe the functions of system software, OS, including file organization, file types, downloading, zipped files. List different types, brands, of operating systems, and explain the purpose and usage of file systems. In this lecture, we will focus on the third and fourth objectives, the functions of system software, and the various operating systems. System software consists of programs that control and maintain the operations of a computer. There are two types of system software: operating systems and utility programs. Often the distinction between these two types isn't made. Utility programs may be considered to be part of the operating system. The operating system of a computer is the set of programs that coordinate all the activities of the computer, including all the hardware, which are referred to as resources. You can view an operating system, or OS, as the layer between the hardware of the computer and the application software that you run. An OS is unique to each individual hardware system. The same version of Windows running on your desktop will not run on your smartphone. You would need a different version of Windows for that. Here's an example of how an operating system works and what it does. Suppose you want to print a document from a word processor. You first need to start the word processing program. Let's say you do this by clicking on the icon for your word processor on your desktop. When you do this, the OS registers the mouse click and figures out that you want to open your word processor. It finds where the word processor is stored on your hard drive, loads it into memory, and starts the program. Once the program has started, you use the menus to find and open the file you want to print. The word processor requests the file from the OS. The OS finds the file on the hard drive, loads it into memory, and sends the information back to the word processor. The word processor then displays the document. You select the menu option to print, which causes the word processor to request a print from the OS. The OS sends the document to the printer, and the printer prints it. Without the operating system, the application software would have no way to talk to the system. In this example, without the OS, the word processor would not be able to find the file on the disk, load the file into memory, view it, or print it. The functions of an OS are many. A few major functions include the following. An operating system interfaces with the user. The user must have a way to tell the OS what he/she wants to do. Boots the computer when it is powered on. Configures any devices attached to the computer. Manages processes, running programs, hardware resources, memory, files, and provides security. Operating systems interface with users in a couple of different ways. Today, most operating systems provide graphical user interfaces, or GUIs, to interact with users. Users can see visual representations of files and use the mouse to select and click what they want to open, run, print, copy, or move. Some examples are the GUIs in operating systems such as Microsoft Windows, Mac OS, and Mac OS X, and the GUI windowing systems available for Linux. Linux does not include a GUI windowing environment by default. Instead, there are several ones to choose from that will work with Linux. The other way to interact is through the command line. In this paradigm, the user types in commands to interact with the operating system. So instead of starting a program by clicking on an icon, the user would type out the full name of the program, including the path of where it's stored, to get it to run. Some operating systems that use command lines are DOS, Unix, and Linux, assuming you're not using a windowing environment. To see a DOS command line in Microsoft Windows, go to the Start menu, select Run, and then type in CMD or Command if you're running an old version of Windows. It will bring up a command line window. To view all the files in the current folder, you can type the command DIR, which will list all the files in your folder. We will discuss the various brands of operating systems in more detail later in this lecture. Booting is the first task that happens when the computer is turned on. The BIOS, or Basic Input-Output System, is started. Those are the sets of instructions stored in ROM that need to execute when the computer is started. Remember, ROM is non-volatile memory. It persists even after the computer is turned off. The BIOS starts the OS. The kernel is started and continues to run the entire time the computer is on. The kernel refers to the necessary core parts of the operating system that need to run all the time. Other parts of the OS, utility programs, are started later as needed. The OS then checks to see what devices are connected to the computer and if they are configured properly. If not, it will generate error messages or pop-up windows, prompting the user to configure the device. Other applications are then launched, according to the startup scripts defined by the user. Note that the BIOS itself has a user interface. It is accessed by pressing a particular key when the computer is booting. It provides a menu for configuring the system. Devices are hardware components that are connected to the computer, for example, a printer, scanner, etc. The operating system needs to have a device driver to communicate with and use the device. This driver is unique to the OS, including the version and the hardware device. Once a device driver is installed, the device will now operate with your OS. If the driver becomes corrupted or overwritten, you will need to install again. Also, if you change anything about your system, you may need to install another version of the driver. If you get a new PC, you'll need to install the drivers for all your devices on it. If you get a new printer, you'll need to install a new driver specific to that printer. If you upgrade your OS to a new version, you'll need to install a new driver. You can usually find these drivers online at the website of the manufacturer of that device. Make sure you know the model number. Occasionally, you may not be able to find new drivers for old devices because one has not been written. In these cases, the device is rendered obsolete. When you boot the computer, the OS detects all devices and checks to see if the proper drivers are installed. If not, it will notify you and try to reinstall the driver if it can. If it can't, you will have to do it on your own. When a software program is running, it is considered to be a process. Most PCs today have only one user using them at a time. But the one user can have multiple programs or processes running simultaneously. Originally, operating systems were single-user, single-tasking. Only one program could run at a time. Larger servers may be multi-user, multitasking. In a single-user setting, the OS responds to the user's mouse movements and clicks to determine which window and process is active. In multi-user systems, the OS has to make sure that the user's processes share the system appropriately. If the program or process is not in memory, the OS has to load it. Recall that there is a limited size for memory, and it's possible that not all processes can be contained in memory at once. If this is the case, then the OS can load only a portion at once and switch out to another portion when it's needed. It's possible, even in a single-user setting, that there are multiple processes active at once. For example, a user may be downloading an MP3 file and writing an email at the same time. The OS has to manage which process is running at a given time, or multiple processes if there are multiple processors, and how these processes share the computer resources. There are many resources in a computer. The central processing unit, or CPU, there may be multiple. Memory, or RAM. Devices. Secondary or disk storage, such as the hard drive. And a network. The operating system manages which process is using or controlling which resource at a given time. It implements a scheduler for sharing the CPUs so that each process gets a fair share of time. It gives the illusion that multiple programs are running at the same time, even if there are more processes than CPUs. Each process gets a small chunk of time per turn, and the processes are switched so quickly it's barely noticeable. Also, the OS controls how devices are shared among processes. For example, maintaining a print queue. Finally, it provides access to memory, secondary storage, and the network. Every OS has a way to view running processes. In Microsoft Windows, it's the Task Manager, and in Mac OS, it's the Activity Monitor or Process Viewer. The top command in Unix and Linux will provide a list of processes. Within the view, you can see the names of all the processes, who started the process, and how much CPU time and memory it's using, etc. The OS manages memory. The two main operations are accessing memory through memory addresses and retrieving or storing data to or from memory. Even though the amount of RAM on most modem computers is rather large, it is still limited. To give the illusion of unlimited memory, modern operating systems use virtual memory. Virtual memory is much larger than physical memory. The OS manages mapping the virtual memory to physical memory. It uses hard disk space, which is called swap space, for the part of memory not currently loaded into physical memory or RAM. Ideally, the processes in swap space are inactive processes. Swapping occurs when a process's instructions and/or data are loaded from swap space into RAM, and some other instructions or data previously stored in memory are then saved to the swap space. As you might imagine, this swapping is very time-consuming. If you've ever used a computer that's running many programs and has too little memory, you'll notice a significant slowdown as you try to do things within a program and when you switch programs. The entire system seems bogged down. Adding additional memory to the computer can help speed things up. Files are all the documents that are stored on your computer. They're organized into folders or directories. The OS uses a file system to control how these files are stored on disk in secondary storage. The file system provides an interface to the user for viewing and manipulating files. In fact, most of the GUI or command line interface within an OS deals with file system functions like viewing file lists and folders and directories, copying, renaming, moving, and deleting files. Also, the file system allows application software to access files and folders. Finally, the OS provides low-level security. It runs all processes related to the OS in system mode, meaning users cannot access the processes. It can provide user accounts and access rights to protect access to the computer and the file system. Also, current operating systems are configured to update automatically, which means that any security holes can be patched quickly. In addition, current operating systems can include integrated firewalls, which can protect the computer from unwanted network accesses. Regardless of the security features of modern operating systems, users still need to install commercial security applications. These applications provide the most thorough and up-to-date protections against viruses, worms, spyware, and all sorts of other malware. Utility programs are the other part of system software. These programs perform system tasks like backing up files, diagnosing system problems, searching for a file, and compressing files. Also, these utilities can help with accessibility for disabilities, such as increasing all font sizes for easier reading. These utility programs may come with the installation of the OS or may need to be installed later. Also, some experts may consider them to be part of the OS while others do not. In any case, the OS and the utility programs work together to make computer hardware usable. Since all computers have an OS, there are several types available. There are operating systems for personal computers, for servers, for handheld devices, and for embedded computers. All of them provide some level of the same core functionality, but differ in complexity and size. For PCs, there are three main brands that are available. The first is the DOS, or Disk Operating System, which is the command line system for Intel chip PCs that predates Microsoft Windows. Microsoft Windows is the GUI-based OS for Intel chip-based PCs. Version 1.0 was introduced in 1985, with subsequent versions 2, 3, and 3.1 throughout the following 7 years. Note that these initial versions of Windows were based on DOS. Windows 95 was introduced in 1995 and had an improved GUI. There were versions 98, ME, and 2000. At the same time, Microsoft developed and introduced their business operating system, Windows NT, starting in 1994. Windows XP combined the personal and business OS when it was released in 2001. Windows Vista introduced security features and changes to the UI when it was introduced in 2007. Windows 7, the latest version, was introduced in 2009. For Apple Macintosh personal computers, the operating system is Mac OS, which ranged from the classic Mac OS first introduced in 1984 through version 9 in 2001. The hallmark of the Mac OS was that it had a completely graphical user interface. It never used a command line like DOS. Mac OS X is a completely different operating system. It is a BSD Unix operating system, which makes it very secure and stable. It was the first introduced in 2002 and has had 6 more significant versions, the most recent being the Snow Leopard version, version 10.6. It uses graphical interface called Aqua. This is a screenshot of Windows XP showing the Start menu, which is where users can select installed applications or control panel utilities to run, and the File Explorer. This is a screenshot of Mac OS X 10.6 showing the Aqua graphical interface. When comparing Windows versus Mac OS X, you will find that the biggest strength for Windows is the large number of applications available for the OS, as well as the hardware and devices. Conversely, the weakness of Mac OS X is that the software availability is limited. Some software is simply not available for Mac OS X. A big benefit of Mac OS X is that it's easy to use, although the Windows GUI is quite similar now to Mac OS X. Because Mac OS X is based on Unix, it is highly reliable and secure. On the other hand, Windows is not as reliable and secure. Software running in Windows often freezes up or ends suddenly, unlike with Mac OS X, where this is a rarity. Also, far more malware targets Windows platforms than Mac OS X. Part of the reason is that Windows is far more popular, making it a bigger target. The other reason is that the Windows OS isn't as secure as Mac OS X. Unix was an operating system developed in 1969 for mainframes. It is still used today, and there are many different variations and versions. It is very robust, secure, and stable. It is also very expensive, since it's proprietary. In 1991, Linus Torvalds created Linux, which is a free, open-source version of Unix, basically a reverse-engineered version of Unix. Both Linux and Unix can be installed on both PCs and workstations, as well as large servers and mainframes. This is a view of Linux with the KDE 4 windowing environment. This is a view of the command lines in a Unix system. Windowing environments are available for Unix, but the command line remains. There are many options available for servers. Mac OS X Server is identical to OS X for PCs, but adds functionality needed for servers. Microsoft Windows Server was introduced after Windows NT for large server applications. There have been four versions so far, with the latest being Windows Server 2008 R2. Additionally, there is a server OS designed specifically for high-performance computing, HPC Server 2008. On the smaller side, there are server operating systems for small businesses, medium businesses, and home use. Finally, Unix and Linux can be used as an OS for a server. Operating systems for handhelds are smaller and simpler than for PCs. Because the OS on a handheld is so small, it can be stored in ROM and loaded immediately when the device is turned on. It provides built-in support for touchscreens, handwriting input, wireless networks, and cellular communication. Some examples are Palm OS for Palm devices, Microsoft Windows Mobile OS or Phone 7 for phones and handhelds, iPhone iOS 4 based on Mac OS X for iPhones, BlackBerry OS for BlackBerries, and the Android OS, which is based on Linux, for Android phones. Embedded systems are computers that are embedded in electronic devices. There are embedded computers in everything from home appliances to power steering modules to home electronics. These systems still need their own OS. Some of them are developed specifically for that system and are proprietary. Some are commercially available and customizable, such as Windows XPE or Windows XP for embedded systems. When you customize Windows XPE, you install only the components of the OS that are necessary for your device. This decreases the size of the OS and increases security, since there's less code to be vulnerable to attack. The current version is Windows Embedded Standard 2009. XPE is not available for PCs, since it is only licensed to original equipment manufacturers that develop embedded systems. The Sonosite is an example of a device that uses an embedded OS. In this case, it uses Windows Embedded CE, which is another type of embedded OS from Microsoft. This handheld portable ultrasound device boots quickly and provides instant ultrasound images, which can be transferred over USB. Displayed is a screenshot of the Sonosite M-Turbo portable ultrasound. Operating systems are an important component of your computer. They control all the functions of the computer and act as an intermediary between the hardware and the software. They also provide a way for the user to interact with the computer. There are many different versions and brands of operating systems. Each OS is unique to a particular computer hardware system.